Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to make India a sporting superpower ahead of Olympics 2036. In a video address to launch the Khelo India Youth Games 2025 yesterday, Mr. Modi said his government has increased the sports budget by 3 times over the past decade and allocated 4,000 crore rupees this year. Highlighting his government's top priority to promote sports and improve infrastructure, he said, sporting events are now organized round the year and even the national education policy has recognized sports by making it a part of mainstream studies. Prime Minister said, be it university games, youth games, winter games or para games, the government is committed to exposing sports persons to new forms of sports.
कि हमारे खिलाड़ियों को ज्यादा से ज्यादा नए स्पोर्ट्स खेलने का मौका मिले, इसलिए ही खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स में गतका, कलारी, पयट्टू, खो खो, मलखम और यहां तक कि योगासन को शामिल किया गया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal AP Singh in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting came amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as a defence minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give befitting reply to those who cast evil eye on India. The defence minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mohotsav in New Delhi.
एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भारत के भौतिक स्वरूप की सुरक्षा हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने हमेशा की. जहां एक तरफ हमारे सैनिक रणभूमि में लड़ते हैं, वहीं दूसरी तरफ हमारे संत जीवन भूमि में लड़ते हैं. रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday stressed that people need to learn and practice Sanskrit language because a great amount of work of knowledge is available in Sanskrit. He said that Sanskrit language can guide the world to resolve its problems. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing the valedictory event of 1008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Samskrita Bharati in New Delhi. Emphasizing the importance of Sanskrit language, Mr. Shah said that Sanskrit language is the mother of most languages.
Sanskrit ek prakar se Bharat ki aastha hai, hamari parampara hai, ye satya hai, nitya hai, sanatan, iske sath gyan और ज्ञान की ज्योति दोनों एक प्रकार से संस्कृत में ही समाहित है.
India's first World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 concluded yesterday at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. The 4-day summit, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit witnessed participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. The Waves Bazaar saw business deals worth over 1,300 crore rupees with creators and filmmakers from across the country. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju has said that every creator that participated in Waves is leaving as a star. The secretary said this while addressing a cultural session during Waves in Mumbai. Mr. Jaju noted the musicians that contested in the Create in India Challenge CIC captured the essence of India through their performances. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Jaju said that Waves has been an incredible stage for investment, business, art and culture establishing itself as a people's movement.
अपने आप में एक अविस्मरणीय रहा है. ना केवल इंटरनेशनल पार्टिसिपेशन बहुत जोरदार था, साथ ही साथ बिजनेस भी बहुत हुआ है. इन्वेस्टमेंट अनाउंसमेंट्स हुए हैं, वेव्स बाजार में खरीद फरोख्त हुई है, वर्ल्ड की टॉप मीडिया एंटरटेनमेंट कंपनीज यहाँ पर शामिल रही, कल्चरल प्रोग्राम बहुत अच्छे रहे. एक पीपल्स वेव्स बन के निकल के आया है ये पहला एडिशन.
And 5 organizations of Manipur's Maitei and Thado tribal communities have offered support for the Ministry of Home Affairs efforts to ensure free movement of all communities across Manipur, including the national highways in both the valley and hills. The 5 organizations, including Maitei Heritage Society and Thado NP Manipur, also demanded firm action against any entities that block the free movement of all communities, as this is a constitutional right of all people and groups. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.